Shalom.
平安。
It's so wonderful to worship Jesus together.
大家一起敬拜耶稣，在一起敬拜是这么的美好。
Yeah, in Hebrew, in the original language, we call him Yeshua.
在希伯来文叫耶稣啊。
Oh, I can hear some of you familiar with this name, right? Yeshua.
这听起来很熟悉，耶稣啊。
Praise the Lord. And Yeshua means Savior.
Yeshua 的意思就是救赎主。
I know because of translation, Greek and other languages, it's become Jesus, Jesus, but it's Yeshua.
不管什么语言 ，Yeshua 就是
Yeshua. By the way, right translation of his name would be、not Jesus Christ, but Savior, Messiah. That would be the right translation.
他就是弥赛亚，是救世救世主。
So every time Mama and Daddy, Joseph and Mary, called him by name, they call Savior, Yeshua, Savior, come here, Savior.
是，如果有人名字叫 Yeshua 的，父母亲一叫他就是救主来。
And he is our Savior, right?
他就是真的是在家里面，他就是。
Praise the Lord.
他就是那个救赎主，赞美主。
So shalom from the city of Ashdod.
他是从他的城市带了祝福，平安的祝福来的。
And I don't know how Ashdod sounds in your language.
他不知道我们的语言怎么说。雅什图，
雅什图，
雅什图
，OK， 雅什图，
雅什图那个长痔疮的地方。
Yeah, just to be sure we're on the same page. When Israelites lost Ark of the Covenant,、
yes.
he was taken to city of Ashdod, my city.
对，他们就是当他那个约柜丢失的时候，有到了雅什图那个地方。
Yeah, and you remember they put、the Ark of the Covenant in the Temple of Dagon, and idol fell down.
那大滚神的庙那个头都倒下来了。
You know, in the morning they didn't get the message to put it back.
他们呢没有发现是什么原因，又把它再一次立起来。
Next morning he bowed down again.
再一次。第二天早上，大滚神的头又掉下来。
And lost his head and arms, right?
他的头还有手都断了。
Also in the New Testament,
在新约的时候
，Philip the Evangelist
有三个那个就是，腓力士的传道。
When he was translated by the Holy Spirit, he landed in my city, Ashdod.
他就是被提起来，被提到那个雅什图那个地方去。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
So if you walk here in Seattle,
如果
if you will walk here in Seattle,
在这里 Vancouver, no wonder.
I said Seattle.
What's
sorry.
Seattle about?
Yeah, Vancouver. If you walk in Vancouver,
在温哥华，他说成西雅图，我就想跳得好快。
Yeah, and suddenly you will be translated to Israel. That's okay. That's in the Bible, you know.
如果突然你被提到了以色列，那是很好的。
Yeah. Come to my church. Let's worship together.
然后就去他的教会，跟他们一起来敬拜。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Praise the Lord. Well, we live in an amazing days.
我们今天活在一个很奇妙的日子里。
Days of fulfillment of biblical prophecies.
这就是圣经应许的那个预言的一些的应验。
And it's so amazing to see faithfulness of God.
所以就看到一些神的。
You know, many prophecies of the Old Testament.
很多旧约的预言。
They're just unbelievable.
是不可置信的。
To make it happen.
然后就让它发生了。
Big and strong empires need to come up and rise.
所以就要兴起来。
And come down and fall.
然后有一些的国家兴起又跌倒。
Yeah, to make the way for Israel to be rebuilt and restored.
就是为了让以色列能够显明出来。
And that's what God have done.
这就是神所做的。
You know, he shake the nations.
他震动列国。
You know, Osmanic Empire.
以实玛利的国家。
Yeah, the Turkey, you know, Osmanic Empire.
就是土耳其。
The British Empire.
然后很多的那个帝国，一个兴起，一个跌落。
They all come and gone, and they prepare the way for Israel.
然后有一些旧的国家走了，然后预备道路给以色列。
And now, walking in the land of Israel.
那现在以色列怎么样？
We see miracles upon miracles upon miracles.
就是说神迹不断的发生。
And you know, from another hand, There is many miracles in different countries.
然后，且别的国家也很多神迹的发生了。
Yeah, God also doing miracles here in Vancouver.
神在温哥华也行神迹。
And in every nation.
在每一个国家都行神迹。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
But when it's come to Israel.
然后，但是讲到以色列。
We have ancient 3,000 years, 4,000 years prophecies.
我们有很古老的三千年前、四千年前的。
And and they're speaking about our days, about now.
讲到现今的日子。
And that's just amazing.
这是非常奇妙。
You know, when I speak with secular Jewish people who never study prophecies,
然后当我跟别人在讲这些的预言的时候
and showing them biblical prophecies,
然后有一些的预言
yeah, they have hard time to believe.
他们真的很不肯相信。
They would say, what is this book?
然后这本书是什么？
Are you sure it's that old prophecies here?
它这里面有很多的古老的预言。
Because they come into pass with all the details.
然后照着细节都一一应验了。
And that's the greatness of our God.
这就是我们伟大的神。
He said his words.
他这样说话。
And for generations, people said it's not possible.
然后过了好几代，大家都说不可能成就的。
But he's the one who doing miracles.
他就是行神迹的神。
So we, yeah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Let's give hands to the Lord. Now, tonight we're going to speak about Israel.
今天下午我们要讲到以色列。
But also, it's important for every Christian to remember.
就是说每一个人这对他们都很重要
What he is doing with Israel
他现在在以色列做什么
It's also connected to the all nations
也可以是他在全世界在做什么
It's connected to every Christian
他在对每一个基督徒都连接起来
And his miracles with Israel
他对以色列的这些神迹
Have a power to bless and change your life
有能力来改变你的生命
and there is very very strong heavenly anointing
这是真的有属天的恩膏
prophetic anointing prophetic anointing
很多预言的恩膏
when we speak about prophecies
就说当我们讲到这些预言
prophecies of the Bible
圣经的预言
praise the Lord
赞美主
so let's read the Bible
让我们翻开圣经
and let's open in Jeremiah 1Verse 11.
耶利米书第一章第十一节
It says here, Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? 1:11.
耶和华，等一下，戴眼镜。
Take your time.
耶利米书第一章第十一节，耶和华话又临到我说，耶利米，你看见什么？
And you know, I love it when God asking questions.
当神问问题的时候
You know, God knows the answers.
神知道答案是什么
He's not asking for our advice.
他不是要问 问我的意见
But he wants us to say it loud.
他只是要我们大声说出来
To tell him what we see.
然后让他来
So he asked Jeremiah, what do you see?
他说耶利米你看见什么
And now he answered to the Lord, and I said, I see a branch of an almond tree.
我看见一棵杏一根杏树枝
Okay, 12 say, then the Lord said to me, you have seen well.
耶和华对我说你看得不错
For I am ready to perform my word.
因为我留意保守我的话
Now, when you read this text in English,
当你读英文的时候
or Mandarin,
或者是中文
or any other language,
甚至于其他的 语言
there is no connection between these words.
这些字呢其实是没有连在一起的
It doesn't make sense, right?
这听起来好像没什么道理
yeah, I see almond tree.
我看见一棵杏树枝
Okay, I'm watching over my word.
我留意保守我的话
There is no connection, right?
好像连不起来
But in Hebrew, there is connection.
在希伯来文它就有个连接
So the almond tree in Hebrew
杏树枝在希伯来文里
Called Shaked If you can say it Shaked
Shaken
Oh you're doing good Shaked okay?
Shaken
Now you know sometimes you have same word for two different things in any language right?
有时候有一些字的音呢是有意思的。
I've heard that in Mandarin, if you just use different intonations, it can be different word. Is it correct?
不同国际有的话就是不一样。
So sometimes the same in Hebrew.
有时候呢，在希伯来文里面是一样的。
So almond tree is shaked.
杏树枝在希伯来文是 shaken.
And I'm watching over the same word. It is shaked.
啊，我留意保守的希伯来文也是 shaken.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So God has given him message, show him the tree.
所以这信息就是他看到这个杏树枝。
And then he said, same word in Hebrew, I also watching over my word.
同样的字，也就是我也留意保守。
To be fulfilled.
来让我的话成就。
And that's a powerful message.
那是很有力的信息。
Because the almond tree,
因为杏树枝
cut it off roots, but still blossom,
它还是在开花的。
Was in the Ark of the Covenant.
是有一个杏树枝 是放在那个约柜里。
Can you imagine? Just branch, cut it off, and for generations and generations, still blossom.
世世代代它都还在开花。
Not even dry out, still blossom.
还在开花，只有不是说结杏子
and it was,
只有开花。
And it was right in the most holy place, present there.
放在那个圣洁的那个约柜。
And it's a message for generations.
这是世世代代的信息。
I'm keeping my word, says the Lord.
我留意保守我的话。
And everyone, when you see cut it branch, you say, it's cannot leave, right? It's cannot leave.
那个它会长新叶。
You know, it will die soon.
它会如果是一个杏树枝，它很快就会凋零。
And, yeah, and that's what happened with Israel.
那以色列也是如此。
2,000 years ago, nation of Israel was cut off.
然后2000年前，以色列被剪除了。
Cut it off from its land and throw into the nations.
被拔开，离开它的土地，然后丢到万国去。
But,
然而
，But.
但是
God said by the end times,
但是在末世的时候
yeah, at the last days,
在最后的日子的时候
I'm going to bring you back.
我要带领你回来
and I will give you life again.
我会再给你生命
and that's what happened in the land of Israel today.
今天就是以色列地就是如此发生
It's a miracle.
是一个神迹
and you know,the more you know about our situation in the land of Israel and Middle East,
你知道那有多少多少世代
you see, it's a miracle.
是个神迹
It's just a miracle. And I know that when you watch TV nations trying to report like it's a normal thing,
那好像他们那里就自己觉得说这是一个很正常的事
情。You know, open your TV, BBC, CNN, and all the
说电视新闻都好像报道这没什么。
They talk about Israel like it's just a normal country.
他们讲到以色列，好像他只不过是一般的国家。
And totally ignoring what God is doing.
他完全忽视他这个以色列的。
But God said.
但是
through the nation of Israel.
透过以色列
，I will show my glory to all nations.
我要把我的荣耀彰显给万国看。
And you know the media coverage about Israel.
所以大部分中一般人
，It's a sign. It's a preparation.
都是在那里预备。
You know the media attention, the media TV attention.
那个就是媒体的他们的专注。
You know Israel is little tiny country.
以色列是一个小国。
Yeah, very small country.
很小的一个国家。
With population of 10 million people.
大概就千万人吧。
But when you watch TV,
但是当你看电视的时候
you will feel that some big and huge country, massive country.
你会发现它其实是一个很大的一个国家
yeah, yeah. That controlling all Middle East, you know.
它控制的中东
And you know what I noticed?
你知道我注意到什么
There is crime in many nations.
在很多国家都有很高的犯罪
You know, your neighbor America, Chicago, and many other cities.
我们的邻国就很高的犯罪率
Yeah, lots of bloodshed. Sometimes when I check the news,
很多的这不好的
Yeah, I can see like 20 people were killed in one night in Chicago. 20 people were killed.
就说在芝加哥呢二十个一晚就二十个人被杀
Just in one night in Chicago.
对一个晚上被杀
And you know what?
你知道吗？
I'm not sure if in Vancouver they speak about that in the news.
我不知道温哥华有没有讲这样的新闻。
Definitely not in London, not in France. They don't speak about Chicago, you know.
他们到处讲，但是他们不见得会去报道。
Or New York,
发生或者纽约发生。
Sometimes it hit the news, but sometimes.
有时候可能有一些的报道。
But.
但是。
If few Palestinian boys.
如果一个巴勒斯坦的小男孩
will take stones
拿起石头来
in Jerusalem
在耶路撒冷
and they just throw stones to people
丢石头丢下
all the world news will speak about that
世界的新闻
oh look at that there are stones
石头丢石头
or there's a person took a knife all the world speaks about one knife
拿刀了哎呀这不得了了
and I remember having a friend came to visit me from Greece
我记得我有朋友从希腊来造访我
no,
拜访我
He said, I never thought about that
他说
I never thought about that
我没有这样想过
But he said, we have crime in Greece
我们在希腊也有犯罪率啊
You know, people killing each other sometime you know?
有的人就彼此相杀
But he said, there was one knife attack on the person He was just wounded, not even dead
但是有一个人拿一把刀就是刺杀一个人
BBC, CNN, Fox, everyone speaks about that.
每一个新闻都报道了。
What is it?
为什么是这样子?
Why is that?
为什么这样子?
There is a spiritual preparation.
因为有属灵的预备。
For return of Jesus.
为了耶稣的再来。
And all the nations, they watch over Jerusalem.
每一个国家都看着以色列。
And every nation wants to control Jerusalem.
每一个国家都想控制以色列。
Every nation feels like they have right to say their opinion how Jerusalem should be.
每一个国家都以为他们有权利来对以色列说三道四。
But you know what's interesting?
但是主是这样子。
It's about that written in the Bible.
都写在圣经里面。
Let's open Isaiah 62.
那我们来看。以赛亚书六十四章
，and Isaiah
六十二章
，yeah Isaiah
62 六十二
，verse 6
第六节
，it say sorry， actually I wanted to read different scripture， sorry Zechariah 12 let's open Zechariah 12。
撒迦利亚书十二章。
Yes, Zechariah 12. Yeah, verse 2.
第二节。
It says here, Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of drunkenness to all the surrounding peoples.
我必使耶路撒冷被围困的时候，向四围列国的民成为令人昏醉的杯。
And verse 3.And it shall happen in that day that I will make Jerusalem a very heavy stone for all people.
那日我必使耶路撒冷向聚集攻击他的万民当作一块重石头。
All who will have it away will surely be cut in pieces.
凡举起的必受重伤。
Though all nations of the earth will gather against it.
就说到那日呢，所以就是一切的这些国家。马匹等等的都要惊慌。
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what prophet is speaking here about?
这个预言是讲的是什么？
He said, I will make Jerusalem as a cup of drunkenness.
就是我要使耶路撒冷好像 一杯让人家喝了就醉的。
You know, in the old days when the kings were drinking wine,
当一过古时候的国王要喝酒
They will raise their cup very high.
他们就高高举起酒杯
You know, like that everyone will see.
大家都看得见
And then they will drink it.
他们就喝下去
And they will get drunk.
然后就喝醉
So say, that's what happened with Jerusalem.
这个就是他说耶路撒冷要成为这个样子
God will restore and lift up Jerusalem in his glory.
神要来恢复以色列把它高高举起在荣耀中
And before nations will bow down to Christ, first they will be jealous.
所以当万国都要跪拜。
And they will be like drunk, they wouldn't understand, you know.
他们就好像昏醉，他们都不明白。
It will make them crazy.
会让他们就发狂。
They will see God's restoration, and instead of rejoicing, they will be jealous.
他们会看到以色列被恢复，看到他们这样子的荣耀，这些人都很嫉妒。
And then it says,
然后这里说到
Jerusalem will be like a heavy stone.
耶路撒冷要成为一块很重的石头。
And many nations will try to remove it.
然后其他国家想要来举这个
重的石头。But it says they will fall down.
然后他们的谁要动这个石头，他们自己会跌倒。
So all the movements around Israel and Jerusalem, against Israel and Jerusalem.
所有在耶路撒冷这周围发生的这些行动。
That's a sign of the last days.
都是末日的记号。
As Jerusalem and Israel risen up and getting stronger, becoming stronger.
当耶路撒冷以色列兴起来，越来越强壮。
Nations will turn their back more and more, and they will be jealous and will try to stop it.
然后这些其他国家就会越来越嫉妒。
And it's important to understand.
然后有这么一件
Because we live in prophetic times.
我们现在是活在预言的时间里。
And this movement will be stronger and stronger.
然后它越来越强在这个时候。
But as Christians, we shall understand.
我们身为基督徒，我们必须要明白。
Spiritual dynamics.
是属灵的天气。
We shall understand spiritual war and warfare.
我们必须要了解属灵的征战。
Because there is spiritual war.
是的确有属灵的征战。
The war is going on in the world.
只是真的有各样的征战。
But also many people, even Christians, under attack.
就是很多人，甚至于基督徒是受到攻击。
An enemy try first of all to confuse young generation.
他们首先就是要来困惑这些年轻的世代。
And report from Jerusalem.Upside down reports, twisted reports.
他们讲到以色列，报道以色列都是颠倒的。
And it's already taking place.
就是这样子。
You know, we live in a season of big confusion.
我们现在活在一个很混乱的时代。
Many people getting lost.
很多人都迷失了。
You know, probably even here in Canada, some young people they don't know am I boy? Am I girl? Who am I? You know.
就好像很多人在都不知道我到底在哪里了。
Yeah, and more and more people call bad is good and good is bad.
很多人就是把不好的当做好的，
right?
好的当做不好的。
They call darkness light and light darkness.
他们就是完全颠倒是非了。
Same with Israel.
以色列也是一样。
But in Israel, it's very clear. You really see the spiritual battle, spiritual warfare.
但是以色列人是很清楚的。基督徒就应该怎么样
But you know, I have a good news to deliver.
那我今天有我的新闻要跟你们报道。
Yeah, the glad tidings, hallelujah.
有好信息要跟你们报道。
Yeah, praise the Lord. God knows all of that.
神通通知道。
And he knows what was going to happen.
他知道将要发生什么。
And that's why he is preparing us.
所以他在预备我们。
That we won't be confused or disappointed.
所以我们就不会
but we read our
不会
but we will read our Bible
读我们的圣经
I know it's in the Bible
我知道
I know God promise
我知道这个应许
I know that's his promises hallelujah
我知道这是他的应许
you know let's open together Isaiah 60
以赛亚书六十章
verse 1 says
这里话说到
and by the way, this promise, this word is about Israel, about Jerusalem.
这些的预言是关于以色列耶路撒冷。
Now, through Jesus Christ,
透过耶稣基督
we can apply for our lives this prophecy.
我们可以来支取这个应许到我们生命里。
Through Jesus Christ, there is also power in this prophecy for our lives.
他的这个应许的能力也可以在我们生命里。
I mean, for your life.
在你的生命。
Yeah. Hallelujah. But let's read what the Bible says.
在这里看看神怎么说。
Arise, shine, for your light has come.
兴起发光，因为你的光已经来到。
And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you.
耶和华的荣耀发现照耀你。
And that's a wonderful, powerful message.
这是非常大有能力的信息。
God is speaking to Israel.
神对以色列说话
And God is speaking to you, to his church.
今天神也在对你说话这是他的教会
Arise and shine.
兴起发光
Your time has come.
因为你的时候已经来到了
It's a prophetic call.
这是一个预言的
God, God have called you for such an hour?
神就是为这个时候来发声。
And there is power and there is glory for this hour.
有能力有为这个时候发现。
For your life.
为了你的生命。
And he said, rise.
兴起。
Shine.
发光。
No, stand up.
然后就是你的光已经来到。
And it says, and his and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you.
那耶和华的荣耀显发现照耀你了。
So, glory is going to go up. It's going to be risen more and more.
荣耀会越来越升高。
More and more glory.
越来越荣耀。
But verse second says when it's going to happen.
但第二节就讲到说，你看黑暗遮盖大地。
For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth.
幽暗遮盖万民。
And deep darkness the people.
Verse two.第二节
Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you.
第二节整节看哪、啊、黑暗遮盖大地幽暗遮盖万民耶和华却要显现照耀你他的荣耀要现在你身上
So we see that in the last days,
我们看见在末后的日子
darkness is going to be released.
这个恩膏要释放出来、no.
Demonic darkness, demonic, and many people will be blind.
很多人现在还是眼瞎的。
But those who know Jesus,
那些认识耶稣的
those who know His Spirit and His Word,
知道他而且认知道他的话语的
we're going to walk in the light of glory.
我们要行在他的荣耀的光中
we're going to see salvation.
我们会看见救恩。
And Bible says His glory will be seen over your life.
然后圣经讲到说他的荣耀要发现在你身上。
Can you say to your neighbor, please?
你可以跟你身前后左右的人说。
Yeah. Tell him, tell her, be ready.
你预备好。
Glory is coming.
荣耀要临到。
The level of glory is rising.
荣耀的程度会越来越提升。
Be ready.
预备好。
Be ready.
预备好。
Yeah, that's why God says, rise.
兴起来
Be ready.
预备好
It's time to walk in the glory.
现在是进入走进那个荣耀的时候
So basically what Bible says here
所以注意这个圣经是这么说
When darkness is going to be darker and darker
当世界越来越黑暗的时候
When satanic demonic power will be stronger and stronger
撒旦的黑暗权势越来越强的时候
The glory of God will beBrighter and brighter.
要起来
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
赞美主
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What a wonderful days.
这是一个何等美好的 so, 美妙的日子
God is doing miracles.
神是行神迹的神
And it's changing anything, everything around.
而且他真的是来改变
And by the way, I have a prayer request for you. Prayer request.
为你们祷告过
Yeah, before I came here, I got the report.
也就是说我来到这里之前
you know, few,
他们得到话语
yeah, you know, few days ago there were strong earthquake in Turkey
就几天前 you know, 不是发生了一个很大的地震在土耳其
you know, I live in Israel far away from Turkey
以色列其实离土耳其还蛮远的
but earthquake was so strong that actually I felt it in my home in Israel we felt the earthquake and I woke up in the night
但是那个地震那么强所以他住在以色列家中都感受到那个震动
but you know day before it happened
当那个地震发生的前一日
my oldest son and our church team came back from Turkey
他是正好从土耳其
And we had, yeah, we had Middle Eastern conference of Israelis and Arabs together.
那里呢？我们的教会是以色列人跟阿拉伯人是在一起。
Yeah, people came from Iran, Iraq, Syria.
从不同国家来。
Turkey,
土耳其。
And the word for the conference, yeah, I can't tell the names. Iran,
伊朗
Iraq,
伊拉克
Yeah, Syria,
叙利亚
Jordan,
约旦。
Egypt,
Egypt,
yeah, Saudi Arabia,
Saudi Arab,
from all Middle East,
就中东地区
and we come together to pray.
我们聚在一起祷告
because there is prophecy in the book of Isaiah 19.
因为在以赛亚第十九章有这样一个预言
that all these countries will come to worship Jesus to Jerusalem.
这些国家都会一起在耶路撒冷敬拜。
It says in Isaiah 19 and Zechariah 14.
就是说以赛亚书的十四章跟十七章。
All these Arab nations,
十九章。Yeah.
All the Arab nations will come together to worship God together with Israel in Jerusalem.
聚集在一起，在耶路撒冷祷告。
And now we're starting to prepare the way to pray, to pray together.
神现在开始在预备道路。
Because Middle East need changes, need Jesus.
中东需要改变，需要耶稣。
And word for this conference was from Haggai chapter 2.
那这个呢，从哈该第二章那里就有讲到。
Verse 6 says.
第六章第六节
I will shake the nations.
我要震动列国
You don't open, I'm just saying it. Okay. Quoting. I will shake the nations.
我要震动列国
He said, I will shake sea and land and nations.
沧海汉地 and 所有都要震动
Everything that can be shaken will be shaken.
所有能震动的我都要震动
That his unshakable kingdom will rise.
这个不能震动的国才会兴起来
So shaking is a preparation.
所以以色列正在预备
So all 3 days of conference, people have been praying, leaders have been praying, and praying about shaking him.
所以大家在那里列国在那里聚集祷告祷告到这找到震动
you know, I don't want to make conclusions, believe it or not.
我不愿意这样子做结论。
But day after it was strong earthquake.
但是第二天，这个震动，地震就发生了。
And first I was confused.
我第一次，我就觉得
很困惑。Did our prayer
cause
earthquake? Well, it's in the Bible. Book of Acts.
圣经里面有教导。
Yeah, Book of Acts. But you know, when I received a report just before this service.
当我看到这些神的话。
Just come in here.
就我。来这里的时候
It just opened my eyes.
就真的是打开我的眼睛
You know, I have a friend, a young leader from my church. He went to Turkey to save, rescue people.
就是我有一个年轻人，他们从我们教会去救援，
yeah,
he's
young,
去拯救那些人。
Young man, 27 years old, young Israeli.
27岁，很年轻。
So he saved. He brought lots of bodies from the ruins. But he was a soldier in the army. Used to.
他是一个军人。
Yeah, so he brought lots of bodies, dead people, dead children out of ruins.
哇，他救了大概十来个。
But also he saved 5 people.
他也救了五个人。
Yeah, just uncovering them and taking them out.
他就是这样子，就是把他
抓出来。Hallelujah. And you know what? He said, "I'm leaving in a couple of days."
他这样。
Coming back to Israel.
他说我要回去以色列。
He said, "But now we see lots and lots of missionaries have come to Turkey."
很多的宣教士丧命在土耳其。
And you know, Turkey is closed for missionaries.
那土耳其过去呢是不许宣教士去。
You know, you cannot evangelize in Turkey. It's forbidden by law.
那他们你不能去那里传福音的。
You know, last year, I came with my son to Turkey and I've been banned. They sent me back. I've been banned.
去年跟儿子去那个去以色列。去土耳其
Yeah, because you know, I'm a pastor, I'm a preacher.
他是牧师，所以他去。
But now, because of this brokenness and shaking and pain and destruction,
因为这个地震这样的破碎，这样痛苦
suddenly door have opened for everyone to come.
突然之间，土耳其门打开了。
And many Christians, many missionaries came to help and to preach the gospel. Hallelujah!
去传教就可能了。
Hallelujah! And we see this shaking and going around Israel, physical and spiritual and political.
就说实际上的地震还有属灵的震动。
You know, every little change in Israel, every little move in Israel create such a spiritual movements and political movements.
在以色列发生的一点点小动作，在全世界有很大的回响。
And I think God is using Israel as a watch.
因为神使用以色列成为手表。
You know, as a watch.
就是来时钟。
You see, you watch at Israel.
你看以色列。
And you know what hour it is?
现在是几点钟？
Like I see my watch and I know I have only 2 hours more to speak.
这现在，我等我讲完到大概两个钟头。
But really, when you look at Israel and you see what taking place there, all the events.
你看看以色列那里所发生的一些事件。
You see clearly spiritual warfare.
你看得很清楚，征战。
The reality of the spiritual world.
然后还有人的属灵的态度。
But also we see faithfulness of our God, how he's keeping his word.
而且是看见神信实的神，他的话怎么说，他是信实。
And we see glory of the Lord.
我们会看到主的荣耀。
Because with all these attacks and problems, God is restoring his kingdom, rebuilding Israel.
所有这些的攻击，这些的问题，真的都是在预备以色列。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
What a wonderful days. What a wonderful time.
对，有一天这日子要来。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. And let's open book of Isaiah 62.
那看以赛亚书六十二章。
I feel that I received this, that's the, it's a message. This is the message for your church, for our day to day.
我觉得这个是给教会的信息。
Now reading Isaiah 62.
我们来看以赛亚书六十二章。
We see the heart of the Lord, heart of the Father.
我们看到为父的心。
And the prophetic word.
还有看到预言。
So it says here, verse 1, for the Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace.
第一节说，我因锡安必不静默，为耶路撒冷必不息声。
In Hebrew it says shalom, I will not withhold my shalom, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest.
然后他不止息
Until your righteousness goes forth as brightness and your salvation as a lamp that burns.
直到他的公义如光辉发出，他的救恩如明灯照亮。
So we see this, that's the heart of Father to restore Israel, to restore Zion.
你知道这是为父的心，他要来恢复锡安，恢复以色列。
And you know,Zion is Jerusalem, Jerusalem is Zion.
你知道锡安就是耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷就是锡安。
And in the Bible, Zion, that's the God's plan for Jerusalem.
锡安在圣经里面就是神对耶路撒冷的计划。
Yeah, it's like second name for Jerusalem. It's like spiritual name for Jerusalem.
就好像是耶路撒冷的第二个名字，属灵的名字。
And you know what enemy is doing today?
你知道仇敌现在做什么样的事吗？
He making biblical word Zionism as a bad thing.
然后他现在使得锡安这个圣和圣经的名字好像成为一个不好的名字。
I don't know what kind of news you watch, but if you watch American news, and America is much better than Europe when it's come to the news, you know.
我告诉你，不知道你们看的是什么新闻。如果你看的是美国新闻，美国新闻比欧洲新闻更不好。
Zionism and Zion becoming a bad word.
锡安成为一个不好的字眼。
Then you know, yes, it's a spiritual word, spiritual war.
其实这个是属灵的。
Hallelujah, but God says, I'm jealous for Jerusalem.
但是主说，我为锡安大发热心。
Yeah, and he said, I'm not going to be quiet. I'm not going to be in peace in shalom until I will restore Jerusalem.
我要恢复耶路撒冷，我为锡安，为耶路撒冷必不住声，不息声。
And until salvation will come to Jerusalem, which is Yeshua.
直到那个示罗。
By the way, that's a secret.
就是耶稣啊，基督。
Every time when you read your English or Mandarin Bible,
每一次我们读英文圣经或中文圣经。
And when you read in the Old Testament word salvation,
当你读到救恩这个字，
that's the word Yeshua.
那个救恩就是耶稣啊。
Jesus.
Yeshua. Hallelujah.原文就是救恩的意思。
It's wonderful, right?
很奇妙的。
His name is hidden through all the Bible, all the Old Testament.
他整本圣经都是耶稣啊，
praise the Lord.
都是救恩。
Verse 6.
第六节，六十二章第六节。
You know, before I'm going to read verse 6.
第六节。
I want to remind you one of the stories.
我要提醒你们一个。
One day, Jesus went to the Mount of Olives.
有一天，耶稣到了橄榄山。
And he was sitting in the Mount of Olives and watching over Jerusalem.
然后他在那里看着，坐在那里看耶路撒冷。
Who of you visited Israel?
有谁去过以色列？
Some of you, you've been to Israel? Okay, so have you been to Mount of Olives?
有去过橄榄山吗？
Okay, Pastor, we have a mission here. There are few people, only few people have been to Jerusalem.
这很多人去了。
Okay, we have work to do. Yeah, because you have a church in Jerusalem, you have a family here and family in Israel.
他欢迎大家去耶路撒冷去那教会，因为说你们在那里有个教会。
And we want you to sing songs in Mandarin language in Israel.
We 们要去看那个 Magdala.
Yeah.
在那里有一个有教会。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives.
在那个橄榄山，耶稣坐在那里。
And he was watching over Jerusalem.
他看着耶路撒冷。
And he started to cry.
他就开始哭泣。
He was very sad.
他非常生悲哀、
Because、
悲伤。
He have seen what's coming.
因为他看见将要发生的事情。
You know, he saw the destruction that coming.
他看到那个圣殿要被毁。
You know, the war, the disaster.
那个大灾难。
Temple be going to be destroyed.
整个圣殿都要被毁。
Glory of God going to leave this place.
荣耀要离开那个地方。
For a while. For a while.
为什么？
Not forever.
不是永远的。
For a season.
就是有一段时间。
And we know it's for 2,000 years.
我们知道这段时间就是2,000年。
He was crying over Jerusalem.
他就是为耶路撒冷在哭泣。
And he said, Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
他就说耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷。
I love you. I wanted to gather you and your children.
就我巴不得就好像老母鸡把小母鸡
保护起来。But now destruction is coming.
但是毁灭将要临到。
But then he make very powerful statement.
他在那里说了一句非常有能力的话。
And he said, I'm going to go up to heaven.
我要上去。
And I'm not going to be back.
我将要回来。
Until you will say.
然后直到你们说。
And he spoke to his Jewish disciples around him.
他对他们这些犹太弟兄
，Not to the nations，
他不是对列国说的
，But to Israeli guys，
对那些犹太人说的
，Twelve apostles，
就他就对他们十二个门徒对
，Twelve apostles，
对
，Jewish people，
犹太人
，He told them I'm not going to be back，
我不会回来，直到
，Until you will say，
直到你们说
，Baruch Abba B'Shem Adonai。Blessed be who comes in the name of the Lord.
就是奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So before Jesus will return,
因为在耶稣回来之前
all Israel shall say,
所有以色列人都要说
Baruch Abba B'Shem Adonai.
就是要说奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
And you know what?
你知道吗
Now we have a movement of the Holy Spirit in the land of Israel.
现在在以色列有圣灵的一些的活动
And more and more Israelis coming to believe in Yeshua, Jesus.
越来越多的以色列人相信耶稣
yeah, Like Peter, like John, they said, we found Messiah.
对就像那个彼得就像当年约翰说你是基督
And they worship Yeshua.
他们敬拜
And in our prayer services, prayer meetings,
有祷告会
we cry out.
然后我们在这里
And we say in Hebrew,
我们用希伯来文说
what Jesus said.
他说
Baruch Abba B'Shem Adonai.
Adonai.
Welcome who comes in the name of the Lord.
奉主名来的是应当称颂。
Come, Jesus, come.
耶稣你来。
Come, Jesus, come.
耶稣求你。
And the voice of the bride from the land of Israel.
然后所有的这个心腹啊
raising up
兴起来
yeah raising up more and more
越来越多
hallelujah praise the lord praise the lord
赞美主赞美主
so but now let's talk about your prayer life
我们现在来讲讲你们的祷告生涯
verse 6
在第六节
it says here I have set watchmen on your walls O Jerusalem
耶路撒冷啊我在你城上设立守望的
They shall never hold their shalom, peace, day or night.
他们昼夜必不静默。
You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silent.
那呼吁耶和华的，你们不要歇息。
And seven is incredible. God is saying, and give him, God the Father, no rest until he establishes and until he makes Jerusalem praise in the earth.
第七节说，也不要使他歇息，等只等到他建立耶路撒冷。
So he's telling Christians.
所以基督徒
Now he's speaking to Christians. And he's telling you.
那你你们
I calling you to stand on the walls of Jerusalem.
我呼召你们站在耶路撒冷的城墙上
And to be a watchman.
每一个都是守望者
Prayer watchman.
为以色列祷告
And what does watchman do in physical?
这些守望者他们实际上是做什么呢
They shall stand on the walls of Jerusalem and to see what happening
他们守望者都站在城墙上在看，在瞭望将要发生什么。
Yeah, to see what's coming in.
有什么要进来了。
You know, if there is trade, wonderful, open your gates.
如果是盟友，那很好。
Yeah, if there is danger coming, if there is armies
如果有危险来了
coming, close your gates.
就赶快把城门关起来。
That's the watchman.
这就是守望。
The watchman shall stand and they shall cry out.
所以守望者是要站立，要大声呼吁的。
And God said, I'm making you to be my watchman.
神告诉你说，我要使你们成为守望者。
To stand in the spirit on the walls of Jerusalem.
站在耶路撒冷的城墙上。
And you know, that's what God is doing.
这个是很美好的。
Even though you live here in Vancouver,
虽然你住在温哥华，
He can take you to the spirit, in the spirit, and put you on the walls of Jerusalem and cause you to pray.
他能够使你灵里就从这里到耶路撒冷在为他祷告。
You know,For example, Ezekiel, he used to live in Babylon, modern Iraq.
那以西结这样，他本来住的地方是伊拉克的地点。
But reading the Bible, God would take him in the spirit, and he would walk him in the streets of Jerusalem.
但是圣经有讲到，他被从那个地方，伊拉克那个地方带回，灵里带回到耶路撒冷。
And then he would come back and prophesy and say what he said, what he had seen.
然后他就会回来发预言，他在那里看见什么，就对那里的人说。
Same with us, same with you.
你也可以做得到。
That's a God's call for you.
这是神对你的呼召。
To stand on the walls of Jerusalem.
站在耶路撒冷的城墙上。
And it says, don't stop to pray.
不要止息。
Don't be silent.
不要收声，继续祷告。
Keep praying.
不住的祷告。
Keep raising your voice.
来，不断的发声。
Read biblical prophecies.
然后读圣经的预言。
And pray biblical prophecies.
然后祷告和圣经的预言。
Yeah. Say it loud, prophesy.
大声的说预言。
Release what's written in the Bible.
释放圣经里面所记载。
And Holy Spirit is going to release through you power and glory.
神就要真的释放他的能力跟荣耀透过你。
We have so many prophecies that are given and telling us how to pray for this season, for this time.
圣经里面有很多的这样子的预言，就是如何祷告为现今这样的时刻。
And it says here, give him no rest.
你让上帝不要休息。
Until he will fulfill all his plans for Jerusalem.
所有他对耶路撒冷的计划都要成就。
I love it. God the Father telling us, bother me with your prayers, bother me, you know.
就好像神就说，你们就是来一定要我祷告。
Yeah, don't let me rest, pray, I need your prayers, pray.
对，祷告，祷告。
What a powerful picture, right?
这是非常。
Father said, I need your prayers.
父说，我需要你们的祷告。
And he making us watchmen.
他就使我们成为守望者。
And you know what I have seen?
你知道我看见了什么？
People who pray for Jerusalem.
为耶路撒冷祷告的人。
People who pray for Israel.
为以色列祷告的人。
They releasing blessing.
就他们就是祝福。
But it's never come only about Israel and about Jerusalem.
其实都最后都不是只有关乎耶路撒冷，也关乎以色列而已。
God is also going to use you to change nations with your prayers.
然后神也要使用你来改变列国。
The destinies of the nations will be changed.
整个列国的命定也会因此而改变。
It starts with Jerusalem, but it's also going to your
从耶路撒冷开始。
To your personal life, to your family,
还有你个人的生命，还有朋友的生命。
To your ministry, your church, your city.
你的事工，你的教会，你的城市。
Hallelujah! It's a kingdom of God.
是真的是非常扩张。
So we're speaking about Israel and God's plan for Israel.
我们说的是关乎以色列。
But it's really about his plans to change nations.
但是其实是他的计划来改变列国。
To bless nations.
祝福万国。
Because Bible said,
因为圣经这么说。
When revival will come to Israel,
当我来到以色列。
It will be life from the dead for nations.
就是对这个列国来说呢，就是都要死里
复活。John Wesley explained this prophecy and he prophesied.
因为有人用这些预言，卫斯理啊。
And he said, life from the dead means worldwide revival.
就是说这个从死里要有复活。
Yeah, he've seen it when revival going to start in Israel.
他看过在以色列开始复兴了。
It will release blessings to the nations.
会从这里释放祝福到列国去。
And you know, Israel today.
你知道今天的以色列。
Really blessing many nations with all the technology, with all the science.
真的祝福了很多国家，不管是他们的各种科学、各样的科技。
You know, when it's come to startup and all this, all the technological science.
他们这些科学，真的以色列。
You know what number one country with all of these new technologies?
这些新科技的事情。
Yeah, it's America, big country, huge, massive country, 300 million people.Number one,
对
，the statistics.
美国是很大的国家，
yeah.
这个科技。
Yeah, number two, Japan.
美国是。
I mean, that's the statistics. That's the statistics I checked last time. It was right before COVID. I don't know about today. Three years ago.
两年前是这样的排列。
Yeah, I should check it again. But 3 years ago,
排名已经改变了。
Yeah, that was number one, America.
第一名是美国。
Number two, Japan.
第二名日本。
Number three, and by the way, Japan has almost 150 million people. You know, it's also a big country, small land, lots of big population. I don't speak about China, of course. I mean, for a small country, it's a big country, right? But Israel is number three in the world.
全世界名列第三的是以色列。
Can you imagine this little tiny country of 10 million?
这样一个小小的国家。
Number three in the world with all the new technologies, startup companies.
所有这些的科技，这些的研究，它是第三名。
It's unbelievable.
不可思议。
It's a blessing of the Lord.
这个是都是根据于神。
But there is more.
还有更多。
There is more.
还有更多。
When we're going to see revival in Israel, we'll start to move.
以色列的复兴是越来越多。
We will see spiritual blessing will be released.
我们会看到那个属灵的祝福会释放出来。
And we will see final revival will swipe the nations.
最后的这个复兴都会发生。
Before his return.
然后。
And you know.
在那个耶稣回来之前。
And you know, I have a good news.
我有消息要告诉你。
Right now in Israel.
在现在以色列。
We see beginning of revival.
已经开始在看见复兴。
We see more and more Jewish people coming to the Lord.
看到越来越多的犹太人来回转归向主。
We see more and more Israelis open their hearts to Jesus.
他们打开他们的心给耶稣。
You know, just few weeks ago, we had the gospel event in Galilee.
在几周前，在加利利呢，有那个福音的聚会。
And we invited Ukrainian Jewish people who just came back to Israel.
我们也邀请从乌克兰回来的。
And you know, they have difficult time, war started.
他们很困难，因为有征战、战争。
Pain, brokenness.
痛苦。
But they came to hear the gospel.
他们来听福音。
And most of them stood up to receive Jesus.
大部分都接受耶稣了。
You know, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
2,000 years ago, Jesus walked the Galilee and preached the gospel.
2000年前耶稣在加利利行走传福音。
And now, once again,
再一次
we are people of Israel preaching to Israelis gospel in the Galilee. Hallelujah.
他们是犹太人在加利利传福音给以色列人。
It's a new day.
是一个新的日子。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
我们感谢主。
I know, Pastor told me about your love for Israel.
牧师讲到说教会对以色列的爱。
And I know it's supernatural.
我知道这是超自然的。
You know, why people who came from China will love Israel?
为什么从中国来的人要爱以色列呢？
I don't understand it. You're crazy people. I'm just sorry. But what I mean, it's supernatural.
这是超自然的。
It's supernatural.
是很超自然。
It's from the Bible, it's from heaven, from Father.
这是从圣经从天从上头来的。
You know, because
by
just by physical circumstances, there is no reason for people who come originally from China would love Israel.
但实际上我们看现在这个光景，从以中国来的人怎么会爱以色列呢？
Yeah, and same with Canadian people, right? Or American people.
还有其他的地方来也是一样。
But that's the work of the Father in your hearts.
因为是父的话。
So, thank you for your prayers.
谢谢大家的祷告。
Thank you for your faithfulness.
谢谢你们的信实。
But you know what? I just been to Europe many times in recent months.
就说最近几个月我去了欧洲好几次。
And I spoke in many different churches.
我到很多不同的国家讲道。
And you know, I'm going from church to church and people telling me.
我到了一个教会一个教会人家告诉我。
Oh, Pastor Israel.
以色列拉比和牧师。
We used to pray for Israel.
我们过去有为以色列祷告。
And different churches again and again, we used to pray, we used to pray, we used to pray.
他们都说我们以前都有为以色列祷告。
It's got my attention. What do you mean used to pray?
我就注意到为什么说以前有为以色列祷告。
You're not praying anymore?
你们现在不再为以色列祷告了吗？
And they really told me, you know what? We actually almost not praying for Israel.
但事实上我们几乎都不再为以色列祷告。
They said, theology is still the same. We believe in, you know, God's plan.
我们的神学是差不多一样的。
But somehow fire and passion just gone.
所以，但是不知道为什么那些为以色列有负担的牧师都走了。
And I can tell you, brothers and sisters, you've been praying for so many years.
所以弟兄姐妹，你们为以色列祷告了这么多年。
And now, when your prayer started to be answered,
当你祷告得应许了，开始了。
You used to pray, you stop praying.
你就不再祷告了。
No.
不，这不可以啊。
Look at the Bible.
你看看圣经怎么写。
It says, pray until God will reestablish Israel.
就说你要祷告直到以色列。
Well, Israel was reestablished. Okay.
直到他立国。
But then it says,
立国了。
Then it says, pray until Israel in Jerusalem will be filled of his glory again.
直到以色列充满了神的荣耀。
So it's all about his glory.
是关乎他的荣耀。
It's all about his kingdom.
他的国度。
Oh, about his salvation for people of Israel.
他的救恩临到以色列。
And not only physical salvation from the military powers around Israel.
不是只有这个军事力量的拯救
But it's about salvation in the name of Jesus.
是主耶稣基督的拯救
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
thank you for your faithfulness.
谢谢大家的信实
And I want to read the scripture again.
我要再读这个
Please don't be silent.
不要止息
Keep praying for Israel.
继续为以色列祷告
Continue to raise your voice.
一直在发声
Until he will establish his plans.
直到他真的建他的计划成立。
And you will pray for Israel.
你为以色列祷告。
But also God will cause you to pray for the nations.
神也会使你为列国祷告。
And together we're going to see glory of God.
我们一起要看到神的荣耀。
Rising more and more.
更多更多的兴起来。
In Israel.
在以色列。
In Canada,
在加拿大
in China,
在中国
and in your family,
在你的家中
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
That's the historical days.
我们真是荣耀
so let's stand up together.
让我们一起站立
and let me release biblical prayer.
然后我们就释放这个祷告向我们的主
You know, there is powerful prayer in the Bible.
在圣经里面有很有能力的祷告
called Aaronic blessing.
就是这个祝福亚亚伦的祝福
Yeah, that's the prayer that God himself gave to Moses.
这是神在民数记里面自己亲自赐给
And he said, tell to Aaron, pray this prayer over my people.
就是要用这个祷告来为我百姓
And they will be blessed.
他们就会蒙福
And you know, this prayer contain every level of your life.
这个祷告能够真的是触及你生命的各个层面。
This prayer releases power,
释放能力
for your life,
在你的生命当中。
To see prosperity, to see blessings,
看到的昌盛
to see health, to see healing,
看见健康
to see restoration of relationship,
就是你的关系恢复
to see His glory in your life,
他的荣耀在你的生命中。
So it's also for healing, to heal your body.And also to fill you with power to pray for others.
而且使得你有能力为别人祷告。
So do you have needs in your life?
你在你生命中有任何需要吗？
Do you have prayer requests to the Lord?
你是不是有需要被祷告？
Do you?
有需要被祷告。
Yeah, me too. We need our relatives to be saved. We need blessings in our work. You know, we need power of God when we pray for people, right?
我们也希望有能力能够为别人祝福，别人祷告。
So I'm going to pray this prayer.
他就要 这样祷告，等于是分赐给我。
And we pray that God will release all the blessings and miracles you need.
神能够释放所有的神迹奇事。
For your life.
为了你的生命。
Just be ready to receive it.
就预备好领受。
Be ready to receive it.
预备好领受。
You know, before I'm going to pray, I want to tell you a joke.
然后在我开始祷告之前，
I mean,
告诉你，
it's just a real funny story.
是一个故事。
Once I was in Singapore,
有一次我在新加坡，
and I was at the businessman meeting sharing the word of God.
在全福会里面。
And then one businessman come and he shared his testimony.
有一个生意人就来跟我分享
他的见证。 And he said, I pray every morning for God's blessing for my life.
我每天早晨都祷告求主祝福。
For my family, for my business.
为我的生意。
It, and God blesses me so much, hallelujah.
神是这么大的祝福我。
And he said, and he was a new believer.
他是一个刚刚信主不久。
And he gets saved in the church that believe in God's blessings.
他是真的很相信。
And he said,
他跟他的教会讲。
Yesterday I met a brother.
昨天我遇见一个弟兄。
From different denomination.
从不同的国家来的。
And I didn't know, but he don't believe in God's blessings.
他又告诉我别的祝福，神的祝福。
He said, God only bless spiritually, it's it, not only spiritually.
他说是属灵上的很。
And he said, today I change my prayers.
今天我就改变了我的祷告。
And he said, do you know how I pray this morning? And I'm going to pray.
你知道今天早上我怎么祷告吗？
And he said, I'm going to pray like that every morning now.
我现在开始每个早上要这样祷告。
So he said, I'm saying, God bless me.
神啊，祝福我。
Bless my family.
祝福我家。
You know, all the relatives.
所有的亲戚朋友。
And I receive your blessings for my business.
然后祝福我的生意。
Yeah, bless my businesses.
祝福我各样生意。
And then he said, and Lord, if there is any Christians in the world,
主啊，如果有任何世界上基督
徒。No, he said like that. Lord, I know you prepare blessings for every single your child, every one of your child.
预备祝福给你每一个儿女。
And he said, but if there is any your children that don't want to receive your blessings.
他说如果你有哪一个儿女不想要你的祝福，
Please give me their portion too. I'm ready to receive it.
把那个部分也给我。
First I thought, what? Strange prayer, right?
这种祷告。
But then I thought like, well, it's actually good prayer, right?
其实蛮聪明的。
Because God have all the blessings you need.
因为神有所有的祝福要给。
Pastor used to teach me. And he telling me again and again,
他一再告诉我,
I have such a rich friend.
我有这样子的。
He very well connected. Very well connected.
他是这样子，全世界有这么好的。
He is very wise.
非常的有智慧。
And he has countless money.
他有数不完的钱。
And I want to introduce him to you.
然后我真的是。
And his name, Jehovah Jireh.
他的这个朋友就是。
Hallelujah! Thank you, Pastor. Praise the Lord.
我有这样一个朋友。
That's our God, right? Hallelujah. So let's pray and receive God's blessing.
那我们来祷告，大家预备好领受祝福。
Holy Spirit is here to touch our hearts. Holy Spirit is here.
圣灵就在这里。
His presence is here right now.
现在圣灵就在这里。
So let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
And you know what? I feel that God wants to heal some people here.
神在这里要医治一些人。
So if you have pain in your body, if you have any sickness,
如果你身体有疾病有疼痛，
please raise your hand.
请你举起手来。
I'm not going to call you up. Just,
我不会叫你。
Just raise your hand.
你只要举起手来。
Okay. Okay. We see many hands. Okay.
So,
please, let's do what Bible teaches us to do.
我们就来做圣经怎么教导我。
Look around you.
我们就是。
And if you see anyone raise his hand,
看到有人举起手了。
Because of pain in the body, sickness,
因为他身体有疼痛。
Lay your hand over your neighbor.
按手在你的
周围
的人。
Can you lay gently?
就很轻轻的按手。
Yeah, because Bible says, pray for each other to be healed.
彼此代祷。
So touch your neighbor.
就是触摸你的。
And if both of you have pain,
如果你们两个人都有疼痛，
or sickness,
都有疾病，
lay hands on each other.
然后就彼此按手。
Yeah, sister, lay hands on me too.
Okay.
Yeah, like that, right? Like that. Okay? And let's pray for healing power of Jesus.
我们现在就祷告耶稣医治的大能。
Because he's here.
他就在这里。
To heal and to restore.
要来医治。
So Lord, we come before you.
主啊，我们来到你面前。
And Jesus, we obey to your word.
主啊，我们也承认你是主。
And we believe in your word.
我们相信你是主。
And you said to us.
你对我们说。
Pray for each other to be healed.
叫我们彼此代祷来得释
放。So Lord, we pray in the name of Yeshua.
主啊，我们现在祷告奉耶稣的名。
Heal my brother. Heal my sister.
医治我弟兄。
Heal the person next to me in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
I'm proclaiming pain to go in the name of Jesus.
所以让所有疼痛都离开，奉耶稣的名。
To leave him in the name of Jesus.
疼痛离开，奉耶稣的名。
I proclaim healing in the name of Jesus.
我们宣告医治，奉耶稣的名。
Right now.
现在。
Full healing in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And now let's say together, thank you, Jesus.
我们谢谢耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus, for your healing.
谢谢耶稣。
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
谢谢主。
And now check your body. Check your body.
现在就开始。
And if you see healing,
你确
after this service, please tell to your pastor.
看看你现在是不是有任何的。
I want to share your testimony in Israel.
牧师来报告。
And by the way, you know, we started to see new movement of the Holy Spirit when it's come to healings.
我们看见圣灵有新的这样子的活动来释放医治。
You know, in the past, when I pray for people, they will be healed right now or not. That's it.
过去呢，我们祷告人家得医治，他或者立刻得医治，或者就没有。
But lately, we started to see what happened in Galilee.
那我们现在已经看到了这个不同的地方。
We pray for people.
我们为人家祷告医治。
Some of them will be healed, a few.
就有一些他会。
But then.
立刻得医治。
Week later, we would receive.
有的是一周之后。
Lots and lots of testimonies and reports.Lots and lots of them.
很多很多的是慢慢的，
后来的。Next day.
第二天。
Yeah, during the night.
然后就几天后。
Sometimes even two, three days after.
甚至有超过两三天。
I woke up healed.
我醒过来就得医治了。
I know why it's happening. I know why.
知道为什么是这样发生。
I think Jesus don't want us to take the glory.
因为神不要这为人祷告的人窃取他的荣耀。
We pray now if you were going to be healed tonight or tomorrow, you know, they have nothing to do with that. It's Jesus.
如果你为彼此祷告过几天再得医治，跟这个祷告的人没关系。
Praise the Lord.
赞美。
Hallelujah. So please share your testimony afterwards.
就之后你就来。
And now let's release God's blessing.
那我们现在要释放神。
Oh, and I feel presence of the Lord so strong here.
神的同在是这么的强。
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So let's close our eyes.
让我们闭上眼睛。
And let's just receive His blessing.
来领受他的祝福。
And I will pray this prayer in Hebrew.
他用希伯来文。
So just receive it.
只要领受。
That's the original words.How God spoke to Moses in Hebrew.
这就是当时神对摩西所说的话。
Okay. Ivarechecha Adonai v'ishmerecha. Ya'er Adonai panavelecha v'yichoneka. Yisa Adonai panavelecha v'yasem lecha shalom. B'shem Yeshua Mashiach. In the name of Jesus.Be blessed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Chinese. 愿耶华赐福给你，保护你。愿耶华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你。愿耶华向你扬脸，赐你平安。Shalom. 奉主耶稣的名祝福。Amen.